This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here with Survivor Exit Interview after the merge. A great two-hour episode of Survivor. I put out a tweet this morning. I said I thought it was a top five modern era, that's post-heroes versus villains as far as I'm concerned, merge episode of Survivor. Really fun one to watch. There's so many different scenes between the characters. I really enjoyed it. Had a great time breaking it all down with Stephen Fishback. Of course, that's up at robiswebsite.com, and you can subscribe to the podcast at robiswebsite.com/subscribe. We've got so much good stuff coming your way, including today's exit interview with Lydia Meredith, who I think should be very fun here on the exit interview, plus Jordan Kalish to follow for This Week in Survivor History. But then we'll get into everything with Christian Hubicki. Maybe he'll break out the whiteboard to help us explain everything that's going on. We got that. And then on our feedback show, Tiffany Seely will join us to break down what she saw having a mergatory come back on the show this week. And then for our patrons of Rob's Podcast, Gia Worthy is going to join us on Survivor Academy. So a jam-packed Survivor weekend. You are in the right place if you love Survivor. And I'm so excited to bring in my exit interview here today with Lydia. Let's bring that in. Of course, you can watch it as well on our YouTube channel at robinswebsite.com/YouTube. Hey, Lydia, what's going on? This is Rob Cesternino. How are you?
Hi, Rob.
Yes.
Why are you censoring my tweets?
What? How am I censoring them?
You're not reading them in their entirety. Being, you know, like phoners.
Phoners.
You can say voter.
I can say it. I feel like you say I can say it, and then I'm going to get like complaints of like, why is this man saying these things on a podcast?
I give you consent to have it in its entirety.
I will clip this and use it in the future. Anyway, Lydia, we very much enjoyed having you on season 42 and having you in Survivor Twitter, and they can't vote you out from there. So
they can never.
Never. Could you talk to us about a BFJ episode of Survivor from last night? And this was a big blindside for us too, to see you go. From your perspective, could you just tell us about how things went in the lead up to the vote?
I feel like it was very accurate in the edit that like the people that were kind of like on the outs were definitely on the out. Like I was very much in the know of all of that. And we had this like a blind of eight and everything. Couldn't tell you who the eight was at this point. Like, I remember just being like, yeah, let's do it. But then I think literally in the like later half of the day, like right before tribal, like I think it was switched by King Omer, totally flipped the script. Like, he was not going to let his alliance go home, and good for him.
Do you, at least at the time, did you have hard feelings towards High after that? You had such a bond through the first 14 days of the game, and then he voted for you at that tribal council.
It wasn't like hard feelings. It was more just kind of like confusion. I was just like, I truly don't understand. Like, I could have been easy go, easy number, you know, like, cause at that point, like, I was going along, and I'm not like, I was not trying to play like a heavy, heavy strategic game, because you see what happens with like Daniel, you know, if you're trying to play too hard, like, you're done. And I'm not the type of player, you know, to like, you know, make these like crazy big moves and everything. Like, I'm more of kind of like under the radar, and just kind of like, that was like kind of my whole vibe and everything. And then of course with the twist, I was kind of just like in the spotlight, which I obviously love, but not in this way. Like, it was just kind of like unfortunate. And so it was just kind of like interesting that like, it was just kind of confusing, but like not like any hard feelings, because it's a game and he was playing his own game. And I honestly, like, my biggest regret in the game is like, I wish I blacked out at the Applebee's reward. Like, I wish I just completely blacked out.
Had another shark bowl.
I wish I did. Like, that's my biggest regret.
Well, why do you wish that? Just because that what came after was just so painful?
It was just, it would have just been more chaos. And maybe that I wouldn't have been like, I would just be like, oh, like, why would we get her out? Like, she's nothing. Mm-hmm.
Can you talk a little bit about, we didn't really get to see your relationship with Mike. We saw that Hi and Mike became very close. Were you also close with Mike?
Oh yeah. No, definitely. Like Mike was like my dad. Like he was like my dad out there and everything. We just like weren't really working together strategically. Mm-hmm. Like we definitely did like obviously after the Jenny vote and everything, cause everyone was like against Daniel at that point. Like he literally betrayed everyone. So it was a pretty straightforward vote. But like, yeah, we were definitely close for sure. But him voting for me wasn't surprising because we weren't working together strategically. And yeah.
I had wondered after last week's episode, when you came back from Shipwheel Island, okay, it seemed like that from what we saw in the episode that Hi and Mike were sort of split on what to do. I had wondered if you were sort of the tiebreak vote. Did you put your thumb on the scale to get Daniel out last week?
Yeah, but I literally was just like, no one's going home with Daniel. Like I was very much like, yeah, like Daniel's gone. Like, yeah. Done. Like, yeah, it was really not, like, I think that, yeah, there was obviously talk, and we obviously split for, like, shot in the dark, just, like, covering our own asses, like, you know, just in case. And then, of course, like, Chanel was saving her own ass, too. Like, totally understandable. But, like, I remember, and also, like, I went to Shipwheel, I was, like, I literally no thoughts. I was, like, I am protecting my vote. This is the only advantage I have. Like, I don't need an extra one when this is the only one I have already. And, like, that didn't matter. So I came back. It was kind of, like, yeah, like, I wanted to keep Daniel comfortable. Like, I definitely wanted to keep him comfortable and everything so he didn't end up playing anything. But it was always going to be him.
Was Hi more on the side of let's vote out Chanel?
I think that like we definitely like talked about it, but I think I don't remember. Maybe.
Okay.
I don't remember.
I want to know, going back to Shipwheel Island, was it as awkward with Rox Roy as it seemed on the episode?
So awkward.
Yeah.
So awkward. Like, you literally cannot pick more different people on our cast. Like, I literally, and also that was, like, such a brutal day for me. Like, I was exhausted. Like, this was, like, my day, like, 7 or 8 of not eating at all. Like, I couldn't eat the coconut. It made me sick. And so, like, I'm, like, having to do this hike, which I know I'm not going to risk anything. So it just felt very, like, theatric. And I, like, literally, and I was just like, so you have kids? Or like, I was like, I don't know what to talk about. Like, I was like, and also he was so cryptic. I was like, it was as awkward in person as it was on TV.
Okay. Can you then talk about a little bit of the relationships that you were making with the other players in the merge once you got there?
Yeah, like I definitely was like talking to Marianne. We got along very, very well and everything. I was talking to Lindsay, and I remember like talking to Romeo. Like I was talking to everybody. Like I really was. And so that's why I was like socially, I felt like I was in a good spot. Like, and I really kind of had an idea of what was going on, except for obviously mine, but like everything else, like dynamic wise, I had a pretty good read on.
Did you know about High's Advantage amulet while you were out there?
No, I think I knew about it maybe like very, very like right before I went, but I don't think I remember. Yeah. I don't think I knew about it. Lydia, like,
okay. Yeah. One of the things that people really wanted to know is that in the first episode, we saw that Hi covered himself in blood and came back and you said, oh my God, you're bleeding. was there any sort of follow-up discussion about what had happened to Hi?
Yeah, so he basically was like, we had to crawl through something like a blood pit and everything. Like they just said blood and mud pit. Like they had to like crawl through something, and of course that literally ended the discussion. Like that was literally all it was. Like it was just kind of like I was just kind of like, yeah, because he doesn't have any cuts or anything, so he just said he crawled through something. I was like, all right, like I don't think really anyone questioned it more than that.
Okay, how was the Applebee's reward?
I was creaming. It was so good. It was so good. Like, I was dead. Like, it was, oh my gosh. I remember just being like, I like had to stop eating. Like, I was like, and then, yeah, it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I just said creaming.
This is your exit interview.
Don't censor me.
We won't censor you. Were you pushing in any particular direction for the merge vote? We saw that you ultimately voted for Marianne, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I Honestly, like I heard Jonathan's name, I heard Marianne's name. Like I really didn't pioneer anybody. Like I heard those names already. That's why I like said to Omer, I was just like, I'm down to do Jonathan, just because like that's who I had been hearing and everything. So I think we decided to split, I guess, with the people that I thought I was working with. I don't know. But I literally was just like, I want to just go with the majority, obviously. Like, I'm not trying to pull anything right now. I'm trying to at least get to the jury, and obviously. We saw how that turned out.
The Survivor 41 cast was very vocal about how they really did not like the Hourglass twist. Was it as big of a deal for your cast during the season?
I think people were definitely frustrated, but also like people kind of predicted it. So I feel like that already kind of like I was in denial though. Like I really felt like I was just like, no, like we got immunity, but people like were predicting it. They were like, no, I bet Roxroy is going to be able to flip it and everything. Mm-hmm. But I was just like, but I was like, no, like in my head, I was like, and that's why you see me like come to the challenge, like wearing my glasses. Like I'm in my full like camp outfit. Like I'm not in my challenge outfit. Cause I was like, I don't want to compete because we won already. Like, why do we have to compete again? You know? So it was like people, I think were definitely just like, this is the twist and everything. But like in hindsight, I probably should have been more upset. But
was anybody annoyed with Roxroy, particularly after he smashed the hourglass and flipped it?
No. Well, I mean, not from what I remember, because also like I was confused too. Like I thought he automatically had immunity. So I thought it was more of an equal like decision, but it wasn't. So I was just like, wait, like why did we do this then? Like, you know, like why was this like a whole thing when it's like I think if he automatically had immunity, you know, I think it would have been a different conversation, but it obviously wasn't. So it's like, yeah, there's no point. There's no point to not smash it because obviously you want to save yourself in the game. So like, I don't think anybody really held any, I mean, maybe Tori, I guess, from what I saw last night.
Yeah.
But like in general, nobody was upset with him because it was like, yeah, everyone would have done the same thing.
You had kind of an awkward conversation with Chanel also in the episode last night. Was there any sort of an idea of like, okay, we should probably try to keep Chanel closer to us, or that it was like, okay, the Vadi 3 basically said, okay, as soon as we get to the merge, we're getting rid of her.
Repeat the question. What was it?
Did you want to, were you actively thinking a little bit prior to the merge of like, okay, we'll keep Chanel as a number, or was the plan always to get rid of her when you got to the merge?
It was pretty set in stone. She was just shifty. Like we just never really fully trusted her again. Obviously, like, who we didn't know. We really thought, like, she totally could have flipped and everything. So we were just kind of like, yeah, she was pretty dead on arrival, unfortunately.
One of the questions Stephen Fishback wanted me to ask you was that could you hear the group cheering after you were voted out?
Yes, it was brutal.
Yes, and you knew why they were cheering? Yes.
Yes, I was just like, another dagger, 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 all in my back.
Now, you've gotten so much love in the Survivor Twitter community. What's that been like to just have this very, great but also very weird outpouring from the Survivor community?
No, it's been so lovely. I've had so much fun. Like, these bitches are hilarious. Like, they're so funny. Like, I've had so much fun just, like, interacting with them. And I'm just, like, so glad they, like, embraced me in my entirety. Like, I literally can't complain. And I love all their BFJAs. Like, I accidentally started a movement. And honestly, I'm very thankful for it.
Omer had tweeted last night that is he the BFJA now? Does it have to be an active player in the game, or should it still be you?
You know, I feel like I still should hold the title, but I think as now that I'm out of the game, I feel like it has been shifted. It is over to him. Mm-hmm. I think it, like in R42, it will. It'll shift around, but yeah. I will forever hold the official title
because I believe
I created it.
Yes, you created it. And I believe you also said in Survivor history, not just like of all the active players in the game.
No, in history.
Yes,
yeah, history. Not even just American Survivor, every Survivor.
I didn't even think about the international Survivor.
No, like history.
Yeah.
You see it.
Incredible.
You see it on the show. It literally just, it just jumps out. Like, what are you supposed to do? Mm-hmm. Like, I just said finally what everyone was already thinking.
Yeah.
So That is what it is.
Is there anything else that you want to let the listeners know?
I think I should campaign for Dancing with the Stars now. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like that would be a great place to have a BFJA.
Yeah.
And I'm so thankful and happy for this experience. Like, and I've, the fans and love have been so much fun. I love my chlamydianators. It's been such a blast. I'm so glad that my tweets are now getting attention, and I hope everyone follows along for the shit show that will be forever.
Yes. So. And you will continue to live tweet Survivor.
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right.
Maybe, probably.
Okay. All right. Well, Lydia, thank you so much for joining me. This was very, very fun. And yeah, awesome. Please keep in touch. Okay.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
All right, everybody, there you have it. Lydia Meredith, wild exit interview here today with Lydia Meredith, AKA Lydia Chlamydia. From Twitter, was very fun, covered a lot of ground here in the exit interview. And boy, how do we get her back on a podcast? That was, she's got a lot of energy. Really, really fun to have here in Survivor 42. Speaking of fun, speaking of energy, our next guest is somebody who brings it in spades. That's right. It's time for This Week in Survivor History. And let's bring in the man behind Twitch. It's Jordan Kalish. Jordan, how are you?
Doing great. Love a 2-hour episode of Survivor. I think 1 hour, it's not enough. Give me 2 hours every week. I loved it. Really, you know, interesting way to get into the new portion of the game and the sort of merge that happened last night.
Okay. Well, Jordan, you once again have earned the merge. You get to be here with us for the second half of the season. So congrats on that. As always. And I would please tell our listeners that This Week in Survivor History is sponsored by our friends over at Masterclass, as I am about to put on a masterclass of Survivor trivia. Jordan, let me tell you about some of the great things going on over at Masterclass, where you can learn from the world's best minds, just as do you learn from me in this, or do I learn from you?
I think we learn from each other, Rob. I think we're both masters in our own way, and we get together and you become a master of answering trivia.
Sure.
I become a master of asking trivia.
Yes.
It goes both ways.
Well, at Masterclass, you can be learning from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, at your own pace. You can be learning from, I picked out some classes that I thought might be good for you over at Masterclass. Of course, you are always playing games. You could be learning game design and theory from Will Wright. Of course, that you are always dropping jokes on us. You could be learning about comedy from Judd Apatow. And coming soon to Masterclass, create a stunning performance with Christina Aguilera.
Wow. I mean, I've done performances, but never any stunning performances. So I think I could really use these master classes.
Okay.
I would like to become better at everything.
Over 100 classes from a range of world-class instructors. The thing that you've always wanted to do is closer than you think. I've checked out more than a few master classes, including a couple that we mentioned. Also, there's a great one by Malcolm Gladwell on writing. Also, if you are interested in negotiation, FBI negotiator Chris Voss has a 18-part series about negotiations. You can bounce around in between lessons. You don't need to watch the whole thing from start to finish. And also, it's so easy to watch on your phone, laptop, or TV. And in the new audio mode, you can listen in your car just like you would listen to a podcast. I highly recommend you check it out. Get unlimited access to every masterclass. And as a Rob's Podcast listener, you get 15% off an annual membership. Go to masterclass.com/RHAP now. That's masterclass.com/RHAP for 15% off Masterclass. And I can't wait to see what Christina Aguilera is going to teach you, Jordan, as we only continue to improve Twitch. All right.
Hey, when the wand off comes back, Rob, I will be the one singing, not Aaron Robertson.
Yes. All right. Jordan, what did you want to talk about this week?
All right. So I have changed it up a little bit once again.
You did?
Yeah, so we've been doing different types of games this week. Last week, I went back to the OG format of kind of just asking questions and you answering the questions. I've decided to make it into a different type of game, but something similar to things that we have done like a long time ago. So here's the game. I am going to do. We obviously had somewhat of a merge episode this week. I am going to go to past merge episodes that occurred this week in Survivor history. I am going to give you the season. And you were going to tell me who won the first immunity challenge after the merge.
Okay.
However, these could sometimes be tough. It's sometimes hard to remember who won an exact challenge. So for each of these, for 2 points, if I just give you the season and you tell me who won, you get 2. And for 1 point, I will read the Wikipedia description of the challenge, a short description, mm-hmm. and to maybe jog your memory a little bit, and you would get 1 point. So I have 6 of these, which means a perfect score would be 12. I'm going to say that you need an 8 to win. You need 75% of the possible points to win this game. Are you ready?
All right, give me your worst.
Okay, so we're gonna go in
give
chronological
me your baddest.
Order, starting in Survivor Marquesas. Who won the first challenge of the Marquesas?
Okay.
Merge?
All right. I believe that the winner of the challenge, if I'm wrong, I know what it was. Okay.
If you get it wrong, you can still get 1 point. I will read you the description.
Okay. Well, I actually do know what it was because our people standing on the crates, and then I remember Boston Rob goofing off and he got himself eliminated because he was goofing off when the first time he ever played Survivor, when he got voted off at the merge and not fourth out of the season. But I will say that the winner of the first immunity challenge, I will say that it was Kathy Vavrick O'Brien.
Kathy Vavrick O'Brien, for the reasons you stated, yes, Boston Rob does get voted out here, does not make the jury. He goes out. Kathy does win, and Kathy did feel very strongly like she needed to win this challenge, and it's possible that they could have gone after her.
She wasn't goofing off.
Before Rob. No, she took it very seriously. You get 2 points. She won the challenge, and you are 6 points away from victory.
Boom.
And we are going to Survivor Palau.
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. Survivor Palau, first immunity challenge after the merge. Okay, but there was no merge, so this is a trick question.
Well, the absorption or whatever you want to call it. It's the merge.
Okay. And so the first challenge, I feel like you can't go wrong with Tom or Ian here, but I don't remember exactly what it was. So why don't you remind me of the challenge?
Okay, so I will read you the description. The survivors must stand on a perch under the changing weather conditions for as long as they can.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Jeff will occasionally tempt players with food. The last person standing will win individual immunity.
So I know Stephanie stepped down to get pizza. So I'm pretty sure I think it was Tom.
Okay, so all of the individual challenges on that season were either won by Tom or Ian. So you knew you had the right 50, answer 50. With either one of them. You did pick the right one. Tom Westman is correct. You get 1 point, and you have 3 points mm-hmm. going into our third season, which is going to be Micronesia.
Yeah, Tom wasn't going to give up on anything that you had to stop anything that was an endurance challenge. Tom's going to win those.
Yeah, Tom is pretty good at standing on a perch on a perch in the water for a long time. Mm-hmm. He's proven that. So
it's kind of his thing.
Yeah. So we're going to Micronesia, and who won the first challenge after the merch?
Which season?
Micronesia.
Okay. First challenge after the merge. I'll take the reminder here of what this is.
Okay, so the tribe members are positioned under a metal grate as the incoming tide rises. As the tide rises, the breathing space under the grate grows smaller. The last castaway to remain under the grate would win individual immunity.
Okay, well, I think that famously, this is the one that Jason Siska is going to win immunity because that then he will give Eliza the immunity idol. So my answer is Jason Siska.
Jason Siska is correct to you. So you get a point. You're at four. Yeah, I think if he doesn't win here, I don't know if he's giving his fake just the stick idol to Eliza Orleans. Mm-hmm. Because he would have felt that he needed to play the effing stick for himself. So I think this led to a great moment, and I'm happy that Jason Siska won this challenge just so he had that moment.
Okay.
And for token sheens, since the tribal council, since the round after the merge, there was no tribal council. Joe Dowdle was medevac. So we're actually going to go to the following one. Mm. So it's the first challenge that occurred before a tribal council.
Okay. So I don't know,
this week in Survivor history.
So I don't know if Marianne knows this. I don't know when she stopped watching, but I do believe that Tyson will win the first few challenges of Survivor Token Sheens after the merge.
So Tyson did win the first one after the merge. He also won this one that the question was about. Tyson won both immunity challenges, individual immunity challenges that he participated in.
Oh, so you weren't even specifically talking about the one in the merge episode where Joe Dowdle gets medevaced?
No, I was talking about the following one, but he wins both, so it doesn't really matter.
Doesn't really matter, but I mean, I don't know why you're jumping ahead.
Because it's this week in Survivor history. That's why.
I mean, it's not like we're talking about the first immunity challenge at the merge.
Yeah, I know, but I did specify that, and it's also like the right answer for both of them, and I knew you were going to get it right. Next question: game changers.
Boy, why don't you remind me of the challenge?
Castaways stood on a wooden frame, balancing a block between their head and the top of the frame without the assistance of their hands. The last contestant with the block remaining won immunity.
I mean, Survivor Game Changers is pretty confusing. I will say that the answer is Andrea.
Andrea Belke, this would be a one pointer if you were correct. If you're wrong, if it was somebody else, you would need to get a two on the next one in order to win the game. Okay. But you are right. It was Twitch alumnus, alumni or alumnus. I'm not sure how that works. It's Latin. I don't speak Latin. Andrea Belke is correct. 7 points. And you need to get at least a one on the last one. And we are going to Survivor Ghost Island.
Big suspense. Okay. Survivor Ghost Island, first person to win immunity at the merge. Okay. So I believe, boy, I think I know this. I'm pretty sure that the answer is Kellen. Am I confusing her with somebody else? I don't think so. So why not? I will say that the answer is Kellen Bechtold wins the first immunity.
So you're going with your gut.
Going with my gut. Yeah.
And your gut here is correct. 2 points, which means you finish with 9. You win the game. Kellen, another former Twitch contestant. So good job. Not a great week. A great week in Survivor history for people who have been on Twitch in terms of winning challenges. So good job on that game. You didn't suck on that game. You win 9 points.
Thank you.
Hey, yo, Robbio.
Yes.
Yes. Kellen quote from, and that was what the Chicago event that you guys did?
Chicago event? No.
Isn't that from Rahapcon?
That was so that she used to call in and leave voicemails.
She was at Rahapcon, right?
Was she?
I'm pretty sure that was a thing.
I don't think so.
Was that her? Maybe that was somebody else. I don't know.
She was there?
She might have been.
Okay.
I wasn't
Sam
there.
Moore says she was.
Okay. Yeah, I knew I wasn't making that up. Okay. So, Rob, like I've liked to do for the last 2 weeks, we are going to end with not one, but two verbal Rebus puzzles.
Okay.
Here we go.
I'm surprised we haven't seen more people talking on Twitter about the verbal Rebus puzzles.
I've gotten more in the DMs that people are enjoying them. Mainly,
it's always in the DMs.
Be,
yeah.
Yes. Shannon Gus seems to be a big fan of the verbal Rebus. So I have done two, and these are two people.
People were calling you Darrell Rebus on Twitter.
Nice. Yes.
Thank you for not holding out, Darrell Rebus.
Yeah. I hope I don't get traded to the Buccaneers. Mm-hmm. We are going to, these are both people who got voted out this week in Survivor history. So let's start with the first one. Here we go.
Okay.
A recent Survivor gumshoe plus the last name of Fiji's first boot minus the letter that Johnny Fairplay wrote on his voting parchment at the Pearl Islands Final Four, plus a common survivor reward used to either catch fish or keep the mosquitoes away. And I can go step by step on this one if you need me to.
Okay. Let's just say it one more time.
Okay. So the first, it's a recent survivor gumshoe.
Okay.
Plus the last name of Fiji's first boot, minus the letter that Johnny Fairplay wrote on his voting parchment at the Pearl Islands Final Four, plus a common survivor reward used to either catch fish or keep the mosquitoes away. You want to go step by step?
No, so okay, sorry. So the recent gumshoe, I believe that would be Dean.
Dean, Detective Dean.
Dean. And then the first boot of Fiji is Jessica DeBen. What letter did Johnny Fairplay write on his parchment at Final Four? I have no idea, but Dara got voted out, so I guess it's probably the D. Dean Ben Spear. Or is it the Hawaiian slang? Spear,
it's
right?
A common survivor reward used to either catch fish or keep the mosquitoes away.
Oh, a net. Okay. Dina Bennett.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
Your survivor Amazon cohort, Dina Bennett, is the correct answer. Mm-hmm. Dean, the Ben, minus D for Dara, plus net, Dina Bennett. That is okay. Correct. Good one.
All right.
So let's go to the next one. This one, I told Sam Moore before the podcast that one of these goes a little bit off the rails. This one's on the longer side.
The last one was on the rails?
Last one was halfway on the rails. This one's fully off the rails. Let me read it.
Oh, boy.
This one might take a little bit, but I think you're going to get it. What a former Amazon contestant often dings on his podcast.
Okay.
Minus the little letter on the hat of a many-time Survivor player.
Okay.
Plus the casualty of the only post-swap but pre-merge Vokai Tribal Council of Island of the Idols.
Post-swap pre-merge Tribal
only
Council
of Island of the Idols from the Vokai.
Okay.
That happened on Vokai. Minus Wes's relationship to Keith. Plus
Wes's relationship to Keith.
Yeah. Should we do these one at a time?
Okay, go ahead.
Plus the only player to get fewer votes than Russell Hance at a final tribal council in which they were both finalists.
Say this again.
The only player to get fewer votes than Russell Hance at a final tribal council in which they were both finalists.
Okay.
Plus the last name of San Juan del Sur's first vote out after the merge.
First vote out after the merge. Okay.
Minus the singular version of Cerise's last name.
Okay.
Plus, I mean my blank, according to Jonathan Penner.
I'm in my blank?
I mean my blank, according to Jonathan Penner. So let's start with the first one. Former Amazon contestant, what he often dings on his podcast.
Okay. Is this LJ McKennis?
This is LJ McKennis, and I will break it down for you. What the former Amazon contestant dings on his podcast is the bell, the little letter on the hat of a certain many-time Survivor player. That's the B. So bell minus B is L.
Yeah,
the casualty of the only post-swap and pre-merge tribal council that Vokai went to in IOI, that is Jason Linden minus Wes's relationship to Keith. So Jason minus son is the J. So we have the L and the J.
Mm-hmm.
The only player to get fewer votes than Russell Hance at a final tribal in which they were both finalists, that's Mick Trimming, who's been part of two of these now. The last name of Sam Juan del Sur's first vote out after the merge, Julie McGee was acquit, so it's Josh Canfield. The singular version of Cerise's last name, that's Field, so minus Field is Can. And then, I mean my ass, according to Jonathan Penner. LJ McKennis.
This was a long way to go for that.
This was a long one, but it worked. I figured, like, I was looking at the names and I see, oh, it's just a two word first name. This is going to be a quick one, but it was not.
Okay. Well, Jordan, you've outdone yourself once again.
I've done it.
I think maybe stick to one Rebus puzzle a week.
One Rebus, not two Rebuses.
Yeah, maybe it's a double boot. We could do two Rebuses.
Hey, next week's are we getting a double boot at all? I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll see.
Okay. All right, Jordan. Yes. Great job once again. Where can people keep up with you?
People can follow me on Twitter at Jordan Kalish, Instagram at Jordan Kalish. You can hit me up on Facebook, DMs, Twitter DMs, wherever. I'm everywhere, Rob.
Everywhere. Okay. Jordan, thank you so much. And we'll talk to you next week, okay?
Yep. Talk to you next week, Rob.
Okay. Bye. Everybody, there you have it. Jordan Kalish back again for this week in Survivor History. So very fun exit interview podcast this week. Thanks to Lydia. Thanks to Jordan. Thanks to you, the listener, for making it through to the end of the Rob is a Podcast episode. I always appreciate it when you spend your time here talking Survivor here with me on the podcast. I greatly appreciate that. We've got so much fun stuff coming up. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast, robiswebsite.com/subscribe for Rob is a Podcast and all of our individual show feeds. We'll be back with Christian Hubicki. That's going to be in your podcast feed Friday morning. And of course, got another good one with Tiffany Seeley coming up. So it should be a really fun Survivor week. Thank you for listening. Take care, everybody. Good one. Bye.
Stream the biggest movies and TV shows for free on Pluto TV. Watch movies like Titanic and G.I. Joe The Rise of Cobra, plus TV shows like CSI and Star Trek The Next Generation. Starting this month, check out the 24/7 Stargate channel exclusively on Pluto TV, plus hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and TV shows absolutely free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start watching today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.